response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
One ball, two strikes, two out and nobody on. He's into the windup, the kick and the pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Back to the breaking ball. Strikeout number 7 for Cavalli. And a 1-2-3 top half of the sixth inning.
Nats starting pitcher and ace righty Cade Cavalli pitching like a number one continues to shine down the stretch in what is a lost season now. The 28-year-old, fully healthy, former first-round pick, was 22nd overall, chosen in 2020. Dealt with a bunch of injuries and is finally coming to his own now with health. He's got a 1.84 ERA over his last 7 starts, a 2.89 ERA over his last 15 starts. And for the season, he is a 12-game winner with a 3.2 earned run average. How about this, Danny? I think this is the best Cavalli stat I got for you. 26 of his 28 starts this year, he's allowed 3 or fewer runs.
Yeah, I got that from the old game notes last night when I was doing the postgame show. Remarkable what's happening. 7-1 with a 1.98 ERA over his last 8 starts. And you touched on it, 26 of 28. That means whatever percentage that is, 95% of the time, no meltdown, no four-run, no grand slam homer, no big inning, nothing crazy happening against you over the course of a start. The idea here is to give your team an excellent chance to win, and that's exactly what's happening. And he's going deeper into games. He's getting stronger as the year goes on. This is remarkable. We're watching it right in front of our eyes.
He has thrown 9 consecutive quality starts, 5-for-5 in the month of August, and he had 4 in a row to end July from the 12th on right before the All-Star break. So 9 consecutive outings, 6 or more innings, 3 or fewer runs. And in fact, in 11 of his last 12 starts, he is a walking quality start at this point, just getting deep into the game and, as you said, giving the team a chance. But there have been some gems in there. The one-hit shutout outing, I covered him as a postgame that day, 10 strikeouts, 8 innings, and he almost threw a no-hitter against the Cubs. Had the 6 shutty, 3 hits, 11 strikeouts against the Rangers. Didn't miss as many bats, like not quite as dominant with the stuff against the Rockies, but the ERA just keeps coming down. It was at one point, at the start of this stretch, I mean, he had an ERA in mid-June over 4.
Yep.
But when he began this stretch of 9 straight quality starts, it was 3.83. So it's down almost 0.6 runs in that time. He's got a legitimate shot, if he can continue to throw well, to finish with an ERA in the 2s, which nobody around these parts has done this side of Scherzer and Strasburg.
Again, pretty remarkable. A guy I like a lot, Mackenzie Gore, who was dealt before this season, he would go the opposite track at this point in the year, right? Where you have enough starts, you've accumulated 20, 21, 22. Cade's up there at 28, by the way. He's made taking the ball every 5th day, where Gore all of a sudden, second half, would swoon, would either get tired or the fatigue would set in or some sort of delivery thing. Who knows? And I'm not ripping Mackenzie Gore, but it's just, again, as evidence, he's getting stronger as he goes. He is a horse at this point. And I was there last night. I had the great seats there to take my son and one of his buddies sitting up close and personal. And this wasn't A-plus Cavalli either. That's kind of the best part about it to me is, I think of Scherzer, I think of some of the great pitchers that have been here. For, you know, a third of your starts, you've got your electric stuff, and anything you call is going to, you know, miss a bat and you're outstanding. He's had a couple of those starts, and you can tell when those are happening. That one-hit shutout, kind of to your point, or one-hit, rather, allowed in 8 innings, to your point. And there are other starts, though, where you may not have it. He's fighting a little bit. He's fidgeting around. He's kind of shrugging his shoulders some and kind of looking for some comfort on the mound. Doesn't have a great feel for some of the pitches. Still, 2 solo homers. That's the damage. Over 6 innings. Gives his team a chance to win. And finally, they do break out. Scored a million runs last night after being no hit for 4 innings. But it's a blast watching this guy turn into this, okay, my fastball's getting hit, so what do I do about it? Well, I'm able to snap a knuckle curve for a strike. My cutter moves in really good ways. The changeup is becoming more of a weapon for him.
But
he's setting everything
ball
up.
To me, yeah, it's the curveball and the sweeper. You know, 16 swings and misses for him yesterday. He only touched 99 twice, by the way, which is funny to say, but there are a lot of starts where that's 8, 9, 10 times, right? So the velocity, the arm maybe not as lively or wasn't in its like feeling maybe the way it normally does after a Red Bull before a start, but he was still able to go out there and just shove. And the curveball he threw 35 times, right around 38% up, 10% from his normal amount of times this season, threw a combined like 45 breaking balls and sweepers, and did a good job with the fastball because that pitch occasionally gets hit pretty hard by lefties, but he's done a much better job in recent starts avoiding some of that damage as well. Let's go to Chris in Hyattsville, who was waiting to talk about the Commanders' areas where he feels really good and not as good going into the season.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, Chris? How are you?
Well, can I chime in on Kay Cavalli real quick?
Be quick, because we only got a minute in the hour.
Yeah, so as you said, Grant, I think the biggest thing here is there's been a considerable increase in his usage of breaking pitches, particularly the sweeper slash slider, and that has been dominant in recent weeks. So I think the next step for him is to get a little bit better command and whiff rate on his fastball, and then he will become like potentially an elite ace in the league.
Yeah, like a number one.
Like an honest to goodness, yeah.
Like an all-star, right. Yeah, for sure.
On the Commanders, I am now most confident. I am more confident in this offensive skill position group than I have been since the beginning of the Dan Quinn era. You've got legitimate studs, veterans, accomplished players in McLaurin and Diggs. I feel good about the running back room, and obviously we all feel good about Jaden, at least his ceiling. I know everybody's concerned about the offensive line, but I am sensing a general lack of leadership and command of the defense at the linebacker position. There's tons of raw athleticism, but there's no Ray Lewis, Bobby Wagner type, at least a green dot guy that I see right now that is putting people in the right place. There's no London Fletcher on the squad. Who is going to be that guy? I don't. It may take weeks or months for that person to emerge.
That's a really smart point. Huh. Thanks, as always, Chris. It's a good phone call. I wonder how much of that is their green dot's not been on the field in the two preseason games that he and everybody else has watched. That's Frankie Louvu. He is that guy for them this year. So if your point is, I don't know if I've seen that yet. Like, Louvu, we're talking about, you know, seeing him for 3 seconds to this point.
Yep.
My guess is he's going to have to play that role. But that is a question with Leo Chanel, new defense, coming over here for the first time. Sonny Styles is going to learn on the fly here and get baptized in week one by the Eagles.
Indeed.
It's the opposite of a year ago, where they lacked speed, they lacked any kind of athleticism.
Veteran they had.
Exactly.
Yeah. Savvy they had.
Guy that would get you lined up right and be in the right spot all the time? Check. All the physical stuff? Nope. And he's not wrong, but I think his point is they got all the other stuff now and they lack the thing that they had last year. So it'll be interesting to see. I'd rather be in this position where I've got freak athletes.
With a learning curve than have a smart guy with a low ceiling.
Who just can't make the plays.
Yeah.
But knows what play is coming. That doesn't help me very much, but it is an interesting thing to follow and a pretty good call there. Thanks, as always, to Chris. All right, next, Terry McLaurin. Caught up with him at practice. He was just fantastic, as always. Just a great reminder of him being one of the truly awesome people in D.C. sports. Not just players for the Commanders, but one of the great human beings in D.C. sports. You'll hear from him next on G&D.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.